This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia said on Thursday it was clear the United States was not willing to address its main security concerns in their standoff over Ukraine. Both sides, however, are keeping the door open to further dialogue. The United States and NATO submitted written responses on Wednesday to Russia's demands for a redrawing of post-Cold War security arrangements in Europe since it massed troops near Ukraine, prompting Western fears of an invasion and new U.S. pledges of defense support. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Moscow needed time for review and would not rush to conclusions, but that U.S. and NATO statements describing Russia's main demands as unacceptable did not leave much room for optimism. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says an armed attack on Ukraine by Russia wouldn't be a rational move. Turkey reiterated an offer to mediate between the two countries. NATO member Turkey enjoys close relations with both Ukraine and Russia and has repeatedly offered to bring the two countries' leaders together. The Turkish leader said in a TV interview that he wants, quote, the current tensions between Russia and Ukraine to be resolved before it turns into a new crisis. Germany vowed Thursday serious consequences for Russia if it invaded Ukraine, with sanctions expected to hit the disputed Nord Stream 2 pipeline built to bring Russian gas to Europe. Nord Stream 2 is set to double the supplies of cheap natural gas from Russia to Germany. The EU's top economy says the gas is needed to help transition away from coal and nuclear energy. Germany's insistence over the years on the $12 billion gas pipeline has angered its allies. This is VOA News. Xiomara Castro was sworn in as the first female president of Honduras on Thursday, a ceremony witnessed by thousands of people amid a sea of waving flags in the national stadium in the capital of Tegucigalpa. Castro faces multiple challenges: high unemployment, persistent violence, corruption, and problems with the healthcare and education systems. There's also pressure on Honduran leaders from the United States to improve living conditions in Honduras and as a means of curbing migration to the United States. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris attended the inauguration and was set to meet with Castro a short time later. Western diplomats said Thursday they would expand their Afghan relief operations while continuing to pressure the country's Islamist Taliban rulers to respect human rights and allow girls to go to school. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council Wednesday that Afghanistan was hanging by a thread and called for countries to authorize all transactions needed to carry out humanitarian aid. Some $9.5 billion in Afghan central bank reserves remains blocked abroad, and international development support has dried up since the Taliban seized power in August. With millions of Afghans at risk of starvation this winter as poverty deepens, Norway hosted meetings from January 23rd through the 25th between the Taliban and U.S. and European diplomats, as well as with aid organizations and Afghan civil society groups. Pakistan's military confirmed Thursday that a militant raid against a security base in southwestern Baluchistan province has killed at least 10 soldiers. Pakistani military said the assault took place late Tuesday in a remote Pakistani district bordering Iran. It said that security forces in the ensuing intense shootout killed at least one assailant and injured several others. An outlawed militant group known as the Baluchistan Liberation Front took credit for the attack. It's likely one of the deadliest attacks against Pakistani security forces in the sparsely populated province in recent months. Mali's junta has advised the French defense minister to observe the greatness of silence after she accused the army leadership in the Sahel state of provocations. In an interview broadcast on state TV Wednesday night, a junta spokesman also accused France of colonial reflexes and of using regional organizations to divide the population of Mali. Relations between Mali's ruling military and France, the former colonial power, have frayed since the army seized power in a coup in August 2020.